Good morning and welcome to the CommSec US Close podcast for Wednesday, January 16, 2019. US share markets were firmer on Tuesday. Shares in Netflix rose by 6.5% after the company said it was raising prices for US subscribers. Shares in JP Morgan Chase rose by 0.7%, although Wells Fargo fell by 1.5% in response to the latest earnings reports. At the close of US trade, the Dow Jones was up by 156 points, or 0.7%, after trading in a range of 211 points. The S&P 500 index was up by 1.1%, and the NASDAQ index was higher by 118 points, or 1.7%. In US economic news, producer inflation numbers came in below the market's expectations in December. Producer prices fell by 0.2% in December, while core prices, which exclude food and energy, fell by 0.1%. Elsewhere, the Empire State Manufacturing Index fell from 11.5 to 3.9 in January. The IBD TIP Economic Optimism Index fell from 52.6 to 52.3 in January. US interest rate markets were flat on Tuesday. Equities were higher, reducing the demand for safe haven bonds, while investors responded to the Brexit vote. US 2-year yields were flat at 2.535%. US 10-year yields were flat at 2.715%. In Chinese economic news, outstanding loan growth rose from 13.1% to 13.5% in the year to December, which was slightly below the market's expectations. Money supply grew by 8.1% in the year to December, which was around expectations. Finally, in the UK, the Parliament has rejected the Brexit deal by 432 votes to 202 votes. European share markets were firmer on hopes that more fiscal and monetary stimulus in China will support growth. Reuters reported that Italian banks fell by 2% on the news that the European Central Bank wants Eurozone banks to set aside more money for their impaired loans. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index rose by 0.4%. The UK FTSE was up by 0.6% ahead of the Brexit vote, and the German DAX was up by 0.3% after data showed that the German economy grew by 1.5% in 2018, the weakest result in 5 years. In London trade, shares of Rio Tinto and BHP each rose by just over 1%. Major currencies were generally weaker against the US dollar in US and European trade compared to the Asian session. The Aussie dollar fell from 72.25 cents to around 71.75 cents and was near 72 US cents in late US trade. Global oil prices rose by around 3% on Tuesday, recouping most of the previous day's losses. China's National Development and Reform Commission signaled the potential for more fiscal stimulus. Brent crude oil rose by $1.65, or 2.8%, to $60.64 a barrel. And NYMEX light sweet crude oil was up by $1.60, or 3.2%, to $50.51 a barrel. Base metals prices were mixed on the London Metals Exchange overnight. Nickel prices rose by 2.7%, aluminium was up by 1.2%, but zinc fell by 1.3%, and lead was down by around 0.8%. Gold futures fell by $2.90 an ounce, or 0.2%, to $1,288.40 an ounce. Spot gold was trading near $12.89 US an ounce in late US trade, and iron ore fell by 20 cents or 0.3% to $74.60 a tonne. In Australia today, the monthly consumer confidence figures will be released. Dwelling starts will also be reported, and in the US later on tonight, the Beige Book is released, with export and import prices being focused on particularly by investors. The NHAB will release its housing market index as well. I'm Tom Petrovsky.